House Speaker Paul Ryan has a Western New York connection, the late Jack Kemp, for whom Ryan worked in the 1990s. Ryan will be in Buffalo Monday evening as a special guest at a fundraiser to support Republican candidates in the party's bid to keep its House majority. Ryan's agenda, which includes tax and regulation reform and the replacement of Obamacare, is one that the GOP thinks will serve their candidates well, regardless of how the race for the White House ends up. Congressman Chris Collins says when it comes to voting for the House, politics remain local.
A lot of times, people feel the best, frankly, about their member of Congress, who works hard and helps out in the district and is always available. The irony is, you know, Congress has an approval rating of about 9%, but individual members of Congress have approval ratings in 60, 70, 80%.
According to Collins, the funds raised in Buffalo will be used at Ryan's discretion to support GOP candidates who need it. Collins says he is not taking any of that campaign money. But one congressman who could use the help is Tom Reed, who is facing a tough challenge from Democrat John Plum. So says Carl Calabrese, the former deputy Erie County executive and now a partner in the lobbying firm Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese and Associates.
Tom Reed's seat is a very competitive seat. In the last election, Congressman Reed won, but not by a very large margin, over a fairly young, new, experienced candidate. So that immediately put him on the target list for this cycle. He certainly could use the money, and he's already up and running on television.
Reed will be the beneficiary of a fundraising breakfast scheduled for Tuesday morning in Rochester. Ryan is scheduled to appear there as well. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.